Op de Samach Gimel Amar Aleph. The top. Meister. Okay, what we had yesterday was that Reb Zeira said that there's a difference whether you say Ad HaGishomim or Ad HaGeshem. Say Ad HaGishomim, then some machlokas, if it has to be when the rains actually come, or the time of the second rains, but then it's the second rain. If you said Ad HaGeshem, it's till the time of the first rains. Okay. Meisle. So on that the Gemara is Akasha. Ezeu Zmanash Oreviya HaBechira. Ezeu Manash Oreviya. When are the rains, the schedule of rains? We got the having a tightness if they don't happen in that time. When do you start asking for rain? So, HaBechira BeGimel, the early rains are the third of Cheshvan. Beinonis B'Shiva. Middle is the what's it called? Is the seventh of Cheshvan, Afela be'eshim v'shloshim. The late rains are the 23rd of Cheshvan. That's when the rains usually start, and that gives Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says no. The early rains are the seventh of Cheshvan, and that coincides with when we start asking for rain. Uveshivasar, and the middle rains is the 17th. Ube'eshim v'shloshim, the 23rd. Rav Yossi Omer, v'shivasar. That the early rains are the 17th, ube'estim v'shlosha, the middle rains are the 23rd, ube'chodesh kislev, and Rosh Chodesh Kislev is the later rains. The chen hoye Rabbi Yossi omer, ein ha'yechidim misanin at shiagia Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And that's what Rabbi Yossi said, that the Talmidei Chachamim, who are the first to fast when there's no rain, in the early stages when there's no rain, they don't start fasting at shiagia Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Till that time, it's not considered that the rainy season hasn't begun when it's supposed to, because it's till Rosh Chodesh Kislev is the late early rains. Okay, the Amrinan Allah, and on that we said Bishlama Raviya Rishon Lishol. What was the purpose of these three times? So the first time is that's when you start asking for rain. Shlishis Lisanos. The third time is to tell you if the third time passed, you start fasting. Elishniyalamai, what's the purpose of the second period? The Omreb Zera, Reb Zera said, Lenoder, that's nafkamina for Nidorim. That if a person made a neder, that's when, Ad HaGishomim, right, or Mashmi, even Ad HaGeshem, Stam, that it's till that second time. The Amrina Nalah, and on that, the Gemara said, we said, Keman Azla Hadatanya, right, who does this go according to? This is what it says. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kishomim Shiyardu, Shiva Yomim, Zeacher Ze, Atamona Bohem Revia Rishona Ushnia. Right, if there was a 7-day period of rain, even though it didn't stop, it rained straight for 7 days, you count it as the first Revia and the second. Kaman Reb Yossi, that only can go according to Reb Yossi, because according to the others, there's always more of than a 7-day spread or less than a 7-day spread between the first rain and the second rain. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's exactly 7 days between the first rains and the second rains. So therefore, from all of this we see that Lechara, that middle time, is Gabi Neder, and it doesn't seem to make a difference whether the person made the Neder Ad HaGishomim or Ad HaGeshem. So Morris says, no, Hahuda Omer Ad HaGishomim. This whole thing is, there it says that it's Gabi Nedarim, is only, and that Revia Shnia is what is significant, is only if you said Ad HaGeshomim. Geshomim is miut of two. But if you said Ad HaGeshem, then it goes to the first date of the earliest rains. Rashi. HaBechira B'Gimel Mar Cheshvan, B'Rosh Chodesh Kislev, HaRevia Achrona. Lishol Lishbal HaGeshomim. When do we start asking for rain? The same Talmud Mater, according to this, when the earliest time for rain is. And that's the Maisa we hold, the seventh of Cheshvan. Lisanos, ligs are tainis, im lo yerdu. And the middle time, the last time is to make a tainis if they didn't rain. V'om Reb Zeira l'noder. Reb Zeira said the middle time is l'gabi nedorim. The hanoder, bein ad hageshem, bein ad hageshom, im osar azman revi yishniya. It seems from here, Stam, that whatever nether you made, concerning that it's your osar till the rains, is till the second rain. And it doesn't make a difference what you said, right? Nedarim always on the second rain, so it's a kashim. Reb Zeira said before. V'amrinin Allah k'man azla k'man k'rab yosi d'miyom yud zayin ad yom chav gimel havishivi yomim, from the 17th till the 23rd, which is the time between the first and second rains according to Rab Yossi, is 7 days. The Rab Meir lo havi elohim yomim, according to Rab Meir, there's only 5 days between the first and second rains. Amud afilu Rab Gamliel de meikel hocha gabi nedarim, right? The Omar Achiagia's mana shall reveal Afopisha Dain Lyorda, even though Shim Gamliel is the one who is the most makel, the Gabi Nedarim. And he holds us, even if the time for rains came and it didn't rain, also the neder's over, right? Svirale Atamona Rishonu Shnia Velo Rishonu Bilva. Still he holds, you have to wait till the second rains, a time at least for the second rains. Lo Shnoda Omar Adagashim, Lo Shnoda Omar Adagashomim, the Kashra of Zera, and it seems to be stopped. Doesn't make a difference what you said. Omar Achorab Zera, Hoda Omar Shnia, the Noder Hainu the Omar Adagashomim. When is Shnia the cutoff time for Adhagishomim? If you said Adhagishomim in the plural. But if you said Adhageshem, then it's not the cutoff time. The cutoff time is the first one. Ugishomim tarti mashma, aval omar adhageshem, la olam emoloch adzman gishomim, shehi revir rishona ka omar velo shnia. Okay, Mishnah. Konim yain sheni toim lishona, right? The person made a nether, he's not going to drink wine for a year. Nisabra hashona asur bavi bura. And then the year became a leap year, so he can't, he has to wait till the end of the leap year. Ad Rosh Adar Rishon. If he made a nether, then I'm gonna, something's osur until Rosh Adar, so he means Adar Rishon. Ad Sof Adar Rishon. So till the end of Adar also. So it would seem from here that the main Adar, person refers to Stam Adar, is Adar Rishon. Rashi, Omer Sheini Toim Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, Stam, Ein Osir El Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar HaRishon. Gemara, Alma Stam Ad Adar, Dekom HaRishon. Masha from here, that Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Leima Masnisen Reb Yehuda Hi. So let's say our Mishnah goes like Reb Yehuda, the Tanya, Adar HaRishon, Kosev Adar HaRishon, Adar Sheini, Kosev Adar, Stam Div Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that in a star, if it's in other Rishon, you write other HaRishon, and if it's other Sheni, you just write Adar Stam. Mashma, that Stam Adar is other Sheni, according to Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer, other HaRishon Kosik Stam. Other Sheni Kosik Tinyon. Right? Rav Yehuda is just the opposite. The first Adar, you write Stam. And the second Adar, you write Adar Sheni. Om Rabbi, Afilu Temer Rav Meir, Hod Yoda de Ma'abrishasa, Hod Lo Yoda. If you knew it was going to be a leap year, what's it called? If you didn't know it was going to be a leap year, and a person said Adar, he's not counting on the fact that it may be a leap year, so he means Adar Rishon. He's not thinking about a second Adar. But if, what he's talking about the Adar, that's right after Shvat. But if he knows it's a leap year, then Rav Meir holds that when a person knows it's a leap year, the Stam Adar is the second Adar, the one closest to Nisan. But if you don't know it's going to be a leap year, and they didn't know, they made it the last minute. So if you didn't know it was going to be a leap year, and you said till Adar, then you're not thinking about a leap year, you're thinking about Stam Adar of regular years, according to Rav Meir. Rashi. Midiktani masnisen enu osur ela ad Adar harishon, alma dechol heched dekomer ad Adar stama adar rishon mashma, velo sheni. Titanya harotsu lichto bishtar adar harishon kosei behedya adar harishon avlim rotsu lichto vader hasheni kosei stam divrei meir the stam adar sheni mashma velo rishon. So the meir holds stam adar is adar sheni, right? And the way the Gemara explains in the end, that's when you know it's a leap year. Then Reb Meir holds that a person knows there's two Adars, he refers to the second Adar as Adar Stam, and the first Adar as Adar Rishon. But even Reb Meir agrees that where you don't know it's going to be a leap year, your intention is for a regular Adar. Adar Hasheni, Kosei Behedyo, Adar Hasheni, Dibistam Adar HaRishonu. And if you write, you want to say something in Adar Sheni, you have to write Adar Hasheni, because Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Afilu Teim Masnisa Reb Meir, Umasnisan can go to Lo Yodad Ma'abrishata. The Mishnah is talking where he didn't know it was going to be a leap year. So when he said Adar, right, Hilkach ki Omer Stam Adar Harishon Mashma, Velo Asheni, Shalon Iskaven Elala Adar Asomach Lishvat. Most years it's not a leap year. He wasn't thinking that this year is going to be a leap year. So most years Adar is the one that follows Shvat. Ubraisa Diktani Adar Asheni, Kosik Stam, and the Braisa that says that when you write a star, you write the second Adar Stam, and the first Adar you have to say Adar Rishon, which means that the second Adar is the Stam Adar. Kigon de Yodah de Mi'av Rishon. That's where you knew it was going to be a leap year. The Chiyom Adar Stam, Mashma Adar Sheni. Then even Rav Meir agrees that when you said Adar Stam, you mean Adar Sheni.